It's summertime in Wisconsin, high time to swim in our lakes and rivers. But beware when swimming in the Mississippi River, especially in Lake Pepin. According to legend, a monster named Pepe lives there. Chad Lewis is here to discuss the phenomenon. He's a paranormal researcher. He's co-author of Pepe, the Lake Monster of the Mississippi River. Chad, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks for having me back.
So, according to legend, what is Pepe?
Well, Pepe, by all accounts, is a sea serpent. What you would think of when you traditionally think of the Loch Ness Monster or the Lake Champlain Monster, this thing that science says doesn't exist, skeptics say it can exist, yet every year people seem to see it.
And set the scene for us. You've spent some time out on Lake Pepin. Describe the environment you're studying here.
Yeah, Lake Pepin runs along the Mississippi River. It's actually a lake on the river. It's a bit of an oddity. It's 22 miles long. It separates Wisconsin and Minnesota, nearly 2 miles wide at its widest. So it's a big lake surrounded by beautiful bluffs. And you can just imagine the beauty of it, that something might be inhabiting it underneath.
And when were the first legends, the first sightings and stories of Pepe?
We have stories going back to Father Louis Hennepin in the 1600s, making expeditions for France to the area, talking about a large serpent-like snake, 8 to 9 feet in length, as big as a man's leg. And then it goes on there to the Native Americans who first settled the area, and they were talking about only taking the strongest canoes out in the water in hopes that it could fend off an attack by this beast. And then once the white pioneers started settling the area, they started writing about it in their newspapers, and we have accounts dating back to 1867 of something the size between a rhinoceros and an elephant inhabiting the waters of Lake Pepin.
Now, you write in the book, there were sturgeon in the lake, some really big ones. Is it possible that, you know, sturgeon big enough to jar somebody's canoe were there and maybe the tale grew in the telling?
Yes, certainly. There are huge sturgeon. It is known for large catfish. There are alligator gar in the Mississippi. I have a report from the early 1900s of people believing they were being eaten by these alligator gars, which they said were 9 to 10 feet in length, 300 pounds, and covered in a scale-like armor. So if something like that brushed against you, by all accounts, you would think it was a sea serpent.
So what, since the earlier legends you mentioned, I know you recount a bunch in the late 1800s. What kind of things were people writing about, telling each other about then?
Well, back then, they really didn't have much of an idea of how big and deep the lake was. They thought it was so big that whales might be in it. And, of course, it's not very deep. Average depth of 25 feet. It does get up to about 75, 80 feet in depth. So it's not gigantic in that terms. But they really didn't know. It was an era when Wisconsin and the rest of the country was overrun with sea serpent reports from all over the lakes, rivers, and streams. But as time went on, they got more and more good descriptions by what they claimed were credible people at that time.
And so tell us, how did it take shape? What does Pepe look like in the tales people were sharing then?
Over the last couple hundred years, it seems to take two different viewings of it. One is what we would consider a large snake-like or a giant eel, people talking about a 30-foot-long snake, you know, 16 inches in diameter, something around that area where you would think of a giant anaconda, if you will. The other sightings are more of the traditional humpback, long-necked serpent, like you would think of the old plesiosaurs of past, so more of a Loch Ness-type monster. So we get reports of two of these, whether it's the same creature or multiple creatures, we just don't know.
And what were the theories people were offering here for how this creature would come to live there?
Well, many people believe that it may have swam up from the ocean, that it made its way up, and then once the lock and dam system started being constructed along the Mississippi, that it was simply trapped in Lake Pepin. Because the majority of sightings do happen in Lake Pepin, even though they do occur throughout the Mississippi River all the way down to the Gulf, of course. But many people believe that it was just simply trapped there, or that it's always been there and it's just an undiscovered species.
And I gather there was a $50,000 reward at one point. I don't know if that's still going for conclusive, definitive proof.
Yes, thanks to a Lake City, Minnesota businessman, Larry Nielsen. He thought that they were not promoting the history of the legend well enough, and he had just sat down and watched a documentary about Loch Ness, and he noticed the similarities. The only difference was everybody's heard of the Loch Ness Monster, while nobody had really heard of Pepe. So he decided that he was going to put a reward for this creature's capture, and he posted a $50,000 reward that all of your listeners should know is still open to this day.
Now, you've been out on and in some cases in the lake. What kind of things did you do to try to find Pepe?
I've been on dozens of day expeditions, and my co-author Noah Voss and I went on a couple multi-day expeditions on our vessels, and we were using everything from sonar, underwater cameras, fishing equipment. We even dove in and used ourselves as bait, if you will. And unfortunately, during our expeditions, of course, we did not capture Pepe, but what I found most fascinating is that everyone we pulled up to and asked them, people fishing, we'd ask if they had seen Pepe, and of course the majority had not, but I was taken back by so many people said that they had brought a camera or video camera with them just in case.
Just in case.
And these were the type of people you wouldn't think would be out there looking for Pepe, but they had a camera just on the off chance.
What's your next planned expedition there?
I'm looking to go back next summer. Last summer, 2013, was the last one I was at. And your listeners should know I'm doing this interview live on location from the banks of Lake
Pepin. Oh, you're overlooking Lake Pepin. Okay.
Yeah, I'm overlooking it right now. I'm on the Wisconsin side near Maiden Rock, which has a legend attached to it as well. But I'm scanning the waters. But next summer, I think I'm going to launch another multi-day expedition to try to find out what is causing so many of these sightings.
Well, some people might point toward a hoax to drum up tourism. Others, suggestion you write about, maybe this is susceptibility. People go in thinking they're going to see it, see what they want to see.
Yeah, and it could be a combination of those things. Obviously, some people may have seen a large sturgeon and were spooked by it. Whereas others, the details, even most recent ones, are so good in detail, and they got such a good glimpse of it, some of them against their will in the water, and they quickly got out of the water, but that it leaves me to think something is in Lake Pepin, but what that is, I don't know, and maybe one of your listeners will be the lucky one to find out.
When you're out in the water or on the water, I think in one case accidentally in the water, do you feel safe there?
I have to say, I've swam in some of the most monster-infested waters, including a couple times at Loch Ness in Scotland. And even though it's never attacked anybody, it's never harmed anybody that we know of, there's still something about swimming in there. You keep a little bit closer eyes on your limbs when you're in that water, that's for sure.
And what do the locals think when you tell them you're looking for Pepe? They're curious, think you're nuts. Where do they fall on that?
A lot of the locals, it's a combination. Some of them, of course, will just scoff at it and say that's nothing more than a tourist ploy to get people to Lake City. And others will then surprisingly tell you their story or a story they heard from their grandmother or grandfather. So many people do take it seriously just because of the long history of it, and they're curious as to what it is as well.
All right. Well, Chad, enjoy your time out by Lake Pepin there, and thanks for joining us.
Hey, keep an eye out.
All right. That was Chad Lewis. He's a paranormal researcher. He's the author of Pepe, the Lake Monster of the Mississippi River.